this time of year. It's a little warm. Actually, it's like kind of pretty warm and the sun is shining.
Hot.
It is. And I just want to be outside. I don't want to be inside. I want to be outside walking a dog, reading a book, going for a stroll. That's where I am right now. But I feel like if we podcasted and I were outside, you would get so annoyed because it'd be going with like the wind and stuff.
Oh, for sure. Everyone listening would be annoyed.
So I'm inside, but it's going really well. It's just a sunny, warm day. What about you?
Right now, one of our air conditioners is out. So maybe you're actually in a cool place. So you're seeing the sun and having like, oh, I miss it. Like, I feel like we're hot in the house, so we're good. I don't even need to step outside.
Oh my gosh. Look, I'm under a blanket. Do you see? I'm under a blanket.
Oh, yeah.
Cold.
I don't need a blanket. I have the fans on. I mean, surely they'll fix it soon. They were supposed to show up at some point today.
Yeah. I ran into a friend on our town square on what night was that? Friday night. A sweet, sweet friend. And she has a senior graduating. And I was like, how's it going? And she said, well, her child has decided to go to trade school instead of a traditional four-year college. And she said, you know, at first it was a hard pill to swallow because I had all these visions of, you know, this child going to University of Oklahoma or Texas A&M. And instead, her kid has decided to go to a trade school and get a job in a specific trade. And she was like, but now I'm like really excited about it because there's so few people that do that.
Yes.
And that's who you need at your house desperately right now. And you're willing to pay whatever. And she's like, we've already gotten her kid an LLC and we're creating like a brand. And so that when they're finished with trade school, they can start this business. And I'm like, yeah, your kid's going to do fantastic in this industry.
Hey, we have another friend that did a post about this or something,
yes,
right?
On Facebook about, last year.
Yeah, like normalizing, I don't know if that's the word, like normalizing yeah. trade school, like being just as excited about that. You know, four-year colleges or universities, or even two-year colleges aren't for everybody. So good for that kid. Because yes, the answer, what happened is this past weekend, it got crazy warm here. And I think everyone's air conditioner wasn't working. So even though we called on Monday, I mean, they're not going to come until Wednesday to fix it. That's how backed up they were.
Wow.
So,
and at this point, it's, I don't know, the luck is always the air conditioner goes out in Texas when it first starts to get warm. It never goes out in December when we don't need it, right?
No.
You would be willing to pay probably more than normal just because you're so hot. You're like, I've been in my house for now 5 days and it's so hot. So yeah, that's a moneymaker for some business. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. The funny part is I'm on like a group text with neighborhood moms. And just yesterday, one of them said the HVAC guy just left and said we needed two completely new units. And I'm like, it's terrible. But anyway.
Oh, and
needless to say, I don't need to go on a stroll. That's the moral. It's the moral to what's happening in the slaughterhouse.
I feel like at the slaughterhouse, there's a lot of warm weather things happening because it's just warm in your house.
Yes.
And Miss Britt is doing swim lessons. Tell
yes.
me about it. I have a little sadness because Britt's swim teacher is the one that my kids all went to for, I think I went for 10 years in a row, or I don't know, maybe even longer than that, 12 years in a row. She became like, you know, someone I got used to seeing every summer for a week. I love that woman. How's it going?
Yes, it's going well. Her name is Miss Sally, and she's the cutest lady. Mm-hmm. I told her yesterday, I was like, Miss Sally, you look exactly the same as you did when you were teaching 3-year-old Ebby Lee how to swim. And she started laughing and she was like, no, I look old. I said, you are not old. She's still rocking a bikini, a two-piece at swim lessons. I'm like, you cannot say that. But it's going great. It's going great. She was super excited to go. There were three little girls, Britt and two other little girls in her swim group. And one of the little girls was super nervous and was crying. And Miss Sally kept going, I mean, you don't even understand how much Britt cried her first year. She just kept telling that little girl and the mom, like, it's no big deal. It happens. They'll move on.
Aww,
but yeah, it's going good. It's part of the end of school year crazy, right? Swim lessons.
Yes, it is. In fact, you and I did it together when our big kids were little. We would go at the same time and schedule swim lessons at the same time. And it's one of those things in my mind when I get to this time of year, I always think, oh, I should reach out to Miss Sally. But I've retired from Miss Sally now, but yeah, it's one of the many things that makes May feel like May, but I'm also, it's really crazy right now. So my super sad, I'm not having to make the 20 minute drive there and back this week to swim lessons. No, if I'm being honest.
No, not at all.
No, there's a lot going on. We have our kids at field day. You and I have both been to a lot of field trips lately. I love a field trip, and I get why they do it at the end of the year because the weather's better and a lot of this like state testing and things like that are kind of behind us, but it's been a lot of field trips.
Yes. I feel like every grade has gone on a field trip lately.
Yes.
Field day. I feel like still spring sports are still happening. So you just add the normal craziness of that to life. There are graduations. Mm-hmm. At our school, each grade has like a special end of year kind of day. Some that parents go to, some that you don't have to, but throw that in. Concerts, musical performances, band, orchestra, all the things. It's just crazy.
It is crazy. Smith's orchestra typically has one end of the year concert, and they were like, hey, guess what? It's going to be the further we've gotten from COVID, now we can bring back all the things, which is great. But so they added two more performances, which I'm like, yay.
Two more performances within 2 weeks. I mean,
plus there's the third one already. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Yippee. So, which it is really good. And I think the good news is too, I don't know how, I mean, we don't have high schoolers yet that are taking end of year finals. I think that's going to be very different. In middle school, they don't, at least at our middle school, they don't really have end of year finals that our kids are having to study and cram for, kind of the big testing's over, and it's in the academically, it's lightning. So that's good, you know, so it makes room for this other stuff, but there's a lot happening right now.
Yeah, it's super chaotic right now, but about 2 weeks ago, it wasn't, which made it the perfect time for the Scholes and Slaughters to get away to celebrate my 40th birthday.
That was a transition. We transitioned hard right there. I had other things to talk about. Erica's like, nope, we're going straight to
We're going straight to the meteor topic.
I was going to actually say it wasn't very busy a couple weeks ago when you and I decided to start podcasting again. And now we're both like,
What were we thinking? That too.
Yes, we went to Turks for your birthday and it was so much fun. It was so much fun. I loved it. Okay, it was your bucket list destination. So you picked it because it was your birthday trip. What did you think? You picked it. How do you feel?
I loved it. So my birthday is actually in August, but with football and vacations and summer and just all the things, kids starting back to school in August, we decided to go early to celebrate. And I absolutely loved it. I'd heard from multiple people, like the water in Turks, the beaches in Turks, it's so pretty. You'll love it. So when they asked where I wanted to go, I was like, let's do this. So we were there for 2.5 days, 3 nights, and the weather was amazing. The water was gorgeous. It was everything I wanted it to be. It was perfect.
Which is exactly what we wanted her to say after her birthday trip. I mean, what more could you ask for? It was good food, good people, great destination. We both have blogged about it. So now you could go to either one of our blogs and see our photos and get a little bit more information about our trip. We'll put our blog links in the show notes if you want to click and go. I think probably the number one question people are going to ask us is, how does it compare to the Dominican Republic, which is where you and I just took our families about 2 months ago, and which is an obvious question. Like, how does it have one Caribbean island compared to the other? I would say it's not really apples to apples. Yes, they're both in the Caribbean, but they're very different. And so if I'm talking to a client, I would need to get a little more into the conversation about what they're exactly looking for and who they're taking and how long they want to be there and their price point before I could really tell them which one they should go to, because they might be close in proximity-ish, but they were very different, I thought.
Yeah, totally different vibes, I think.
In one word, what vibe would you, and again, we are limited to where we stayed. So we're not trying to make blanket statements about both countries, but our individual vacations, if you were to say one word for the Dominican Republic and one word for Turks, for our experiences, what words would you use?
I would say Turks was very relaxing.
Okay.
And I would say the Dominican Republic. Ooh, let me think of the word. Was more loud. Is that the
okay,
right
so
word?
I'm going the same direction. I would have said quiet. I would have said our trip to Turks was very quiet, and not just because we didn't bring the 8 kids, but it was very quiet.
That
and
helped.
I would it did help a little, but I would say the DR was very lively.
Lively is a good word. Yeah, I would say relaxing and lively. That's
yes.
how I would describe the two trips. One thing we didn't talk about is like in Turks, we left the resort. We're typically like in the Dominican Republic, we stayed on property the whole time, ate at all the restaurants there. And at Turks, we went off and had dinner at different places. So that was a really fun part and like a cool aspect that we didn't experience in the Dominican Republic.
Everyone was so nice. Every driver that we had, you know, we would get, not an Uber, but the hotel would help us get a taxi. And every driver was so nice. And everybody that worked at the restaurants was so
yes.
friendly. It was the cutest town. The town we stayed, and again, you can see more pictures and information on our blogs, but we stayed at the Grace Bay Club in the little town outside. We could walk to the town from our resort, which was really nice and super convenient. We could walk down to, there were other resorts that shared the same beach. It was a smaller hotel compared to where we stayed in the Dominican Republic. That was a much larger property. And so, yeah, it made it felt more lively. And the smaller one was a little bit more boutique-ish and intimate and felt a little bit more quiet, peaceful.
Yeah. The Dominican Republic was all-inclusive, where Turks wasn't. So that made it even, I guess, easier for us to hop from different restaurants and...
What do you think about the trip to celebrate the milestone birthdays? Good idea? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it. I had somebody ask, since we celebrated so early, somebody asked me just last night, a neighbor was walking and he said, well, since your birthday is not until August, Tab, you have plenty of time to have a big party when her actual birthday comes around. And I was like, no. I'm not the type of person who wants a party where everybody's like looking at me. That is not my jam. So no, I would highly recommend if you have a big birthday coming up and you want to do something special, but you're not that type of person either, go on the trip. Take the trip. Do it.
Yeah. Take the trip, especially when it's with people that you love. We talked about this on a podcast episode about going with girlfriends. Now, did that episode actually air? I'm not quite sure because we're kind of 50-50 for what actually airs. But you did a blog post on it and we talked about it on the air, or at least we tried to, about how important it is to take the trip with people you love. Life is super short. Take the trip.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It's funny. Okay, wait. We're jumping all over, but that's what we do when we're talking. So I'm just going with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what Shay's referencing is like we had some Wi-Fi problems the other day and we kind of already had a similar chat and it didn't work. Well, just today, okay, the Byron Nelson is coming. This big golf tournament is happening soon in McKinney, Texas. And when I went to the gym, there were all these people there, like tons of people. And I couldn't get the Wi-Fi at the gym to work. And in my head, which I have no technical bones in my body, so I have no idea if this is even a true thing or not. But in my head, I was like, is it because there are so many people here? Like the Wi-Fi is having a hard time like keeping up with everybody. And so then I started panicking that she and I were recording today because there are probably way more people in McKinney today all messing up our signals, our internet signals. If this podcast never makes it to ears, I'm going to blame the golf tournament.
We're going to have that. Well, so here's the good thing about Shay and Erica. Tell me if I'm wrong, okay? Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
I would say 95% of the time have good days.
Yeah.
the 5% of the time that we don't have good days, I would say it's split between like 3% I'm having a bad day, but you're good, so you pull me out of it. Or I'll give you the 2% Eric is having, but I'm like, no, no, we're fine. I don't think we ever both have, if we both ever had bad days, we would never podcast again because we'd get so frustrated. But I do think we balance each other well, because I think like when you go dark, I'm not saying she went dark before the recording of this podcast. It's a hypothetical, but yeah, if she goes dark.
We're just telling a story here.
I don't, at least I don't think I do. I don't jump on the dark and make her go darker. I'm always like, no, no, it's fine. Come on. And I think you do the exact same for me, which is good.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Or you're right. We would throw these microphones out the window and need to get new hobbies for sure.
Yes. I noticed said gym where you work out. When I drove by to go to the grocery store, I saw the cars were parked like on the grass. I was like, what is happening?
On the grass. That's not even, I mean, everyone was parked on the grass. There weren't enough parking places. I don't understand it, but I'm blaming it on the golf tournament, which I am excited about. I think it's cool that it's in our city. So I'm not like a negative Nancy about the golf tournament. Just right now in this moment, I'm blaming the parking on the grass and the Wi-Fi on that particular golf tournament.
Is it because we're, again, moving so much further past COVID that when this golf tournament originally came, it was the last two years, right? So maybe why is it way more crowded this year is my question. Is it because like, wow, here we are, no COVID restrictions anywhere, so there's people everywhere?
I have no idea. Because this place has two big parking lots. And I would say every space of grass surrounding the parking lots had cars in them.
Yes, because one of the parking lots is kind of dedicated to the pool, which is not open right now. So it's basically an empty parking lot. So the fact that when I drove by, I thought, what the heck? I mean, cars were like parked on the sidewalk, kind of. Like,
yeah,
they were everywhere. I did not know you were there.
Yeah.
Girl, that's when I drive up, see the crowd, and I think, I'm not going to work out today. I go home. Kudos to you.
No, it was, I mean, I guess the Byron Nelson there, it's just bringing lots of people to sweet old McKinney, Texas.
Anything else troubling you today? We've got,
I feel like we should go back to Turks. We probably should. I need to get Zen again. No, that was my only big issue. It was the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the Wi-Fi is a big issue, especially right now while you and I are talking to each other. Any last minute things you want to say about Turks? And then I have a funny game. I think it's funny. I hope you think it's funny. If not, I'm afraid you'll be mad.
Anything else? No, I would say if it's on your bucket list, you should totally make it happen. My very favorite thing about Turks was we were standing in the middle of the ocean. The water is so clear and turquoise and gorgeous that you're seeing all the way to the bottom. Just beautiful.
It was like being in a very, very, very clean swimming pool. Like you saw all the way to the bottom and it was this really like light blue, clear. It was gorgeous.
It was absolutely gorgeous. So
upon arrival, when we were flying in, I've never flown into a prettier destination either.
Yeah.
Just seeing it. Yeah. It was gorgeous.
It was a great way to spend your 40th birthday.
Where are we going? A couple months early. Where are we going for your 50th?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. That's going to be hard to top because it was beautiful.
Well, we're going to go to Singapore for mine.
Oh, geez.
I keep trying to get somebody to go with me. I'm just going to make it my 50th birthday trip.
There so you all go. Of you have How to can go. We refuse that?
I'm 50. You're going with me to Singapore. All three of you. Get on the plane. All right. I have it's a would you rather game. I feel like we need a little would you rather.
Okay.
I think we do. Are you ready, Erica? I think we do. Okay. Erica, would you rather live as a skunk or a porcupine for a full year?
Porcupine.
Me too. People don't have to be close to me. Would you rather change your name to first name Moby, last name Dick, Moby Dick, or Love Handles?
I'd rather be Moby Dick. What about you?
Love Handles. I think I'd rather be Love. I'll be Love Handles and you can be Moby Dick.
Think about it. At the doctor, do they say, When you're in the waiting room, do they just say your first name?
No, I think they do. Your first name. I'm okay with them shouting out love or handles. I mean, I hope they don't shout it at the same time.
Like,
though.
Love handles. That's way more embarrassing than Moby Dick. No.
Okay. Would you rather eat bugs or eat cat food for the rest of your life? And I'm going to go one step further and say the wet cat food.
I was going to ask if I could have the dry kind.
Nope.
The wet cat food.
Oh.
I couldn't eat a bug. I couldn't eat bugs for the rest of my life.
I think I'm going to go with bugs because wet cat food has that smell. I couldn't do that. You know what I'm talking about? It has the wet cat food smell. You know, when you open the can of wet cat food, it has the smell.
But what's it made out of? Wet cat food. It's still made out of like things we eat, right?
My food didn't smell like that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to pretend like it's the same thing I eat. It's just like manufactured differently.
Okay, let's see here. Would you rather tie yourself to a railroad track or hang off a cliff?
I would rather do neither.
That's not this game. It's not called neither's not an option.
For how long do trains still go on the track?
I will say 5 minutes. So you have 5 minutes of hanging off the cliff or 5 minutes of being tied down, hoping a train does not come.
Well, hanging off the cliff isn't going to kill me where the train track could kill me. So even though I would be much more afraid of heights than I would laying there, one could actually kill me and the other shouldn't.
What if you accidentally let go of the cliff?
Oh, I'm hanging on it?
Yes.
I was thinking I was like bungeed hanging from something. Okay. I'm going to be tied on the railroad tracks. I changed my mind.
I think I'm going to be too.
I guess I heard tie and anyway.
Listen, it's been I don't even know what day it is today, but it's been a day, hasn't it?
Sure has.
Would you rather marry someone that's an axe murderer? Or would you rather marry someone that's a ghost chaser? Meaning, I guess,
someone that kills people or somebody that chases ghosts?
Calls up spirits frequently. So those things might be hanging around your house.
I would be a ghost. Whatever word you just said.
Wrangler? Let's call it that. Let's call it that. Okay, I think I'm done with the would you rather game. Last few notes. Did you watch the coronation? I didn't.
I didn't either. I do think, I'm terrible. I don't even remember Kate's youngest son, the funny one that always reminds Louis? You that they're, yes. I did see some pictures of him and he looked precious and just like we all expected him to look.
He looked precious. Prince Harry looked really cute. Friday night. It came on where, you know, when it's in the middle of the night, it's hard for me to wake up and have the same enthusiasm if I were watching it live.
Right. I agree.
You know, it's hard for me to back up and watch it and have that kind of enthusiasm.
Hey, one more thing I saw in the news.
What?
Did you hear that Robert De Niro at the age of 79 just welcomed his seventh baby? You can let that sink in for a minute. He's 79.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
I think that is not an age where I'm going to want a newborn in my house.
No, I mean, lucky for Robert, I'm assuming he'll have some night nannies and daytime nannies and won't be, you know, doing the bath time in 2 years when you're having to lean over the tub the whole time. That kind of age.
That would hurt.
Yes. You're 79. I guess not even 2 years. Like in, I don't know, 9 months. Yeah. Hearing that just made me ache. Like my body, it just,
Listen, there's a reason why men don't have babies. Because I think a 79-year-old woman would be like, oh, last thing I want is to have a brand new baby at my house. I mean, maybe.
Elizabeth probably felt that way. Not really. She felt from like the she Bible. Was thankful.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta go way back.
Yeah.
Oh, I enjoy not waking up during the middle of the night so much now that whether I'm 27 or 79, I'm just glad that there are no new babies at my house right this very minute.
I know. I often think about at the end of the day, like I'm tired when it's time for us like 8:30 or 9 o'clock and we're like, everybody's getting ready for bed. The last thing I would want to do is be leaned over a bathtub bathing somebody.
Whew, yeah.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah. Especially you can't imagine if you're 79.
I know.
This has been some stellar conversation today. I'm very excited. We should do some random listener questions. I have
okay,
the first
one. Do you have
one.
Them? Okay, perfect.
Yes, I have the first one. I actually have both of them. Okay. The first one is, do you girls discuss what kinds of outfits, jewelry, accessories you're bringing on vacation when you travel together? You always seem to dress very similarly, so wondering if you bring the same things on purpose.
Shay often asks me to match her. And so, no, I'm just kidding. Shay hates when we match. No, I would say we talk about like the type of like, hey, we're bringing three nice dinner dresses and, you know, we're going to swim the 4 days or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's it. We're just talking about like the type of clothing we need.
I also think we've been on, I mean, really, I don't even know how many vacations, trips we've been on. When you add in, we've been Disney World, cruises, Hawaii, Europe, New York. We've been to Nashville twice together. We've been to San Antonio, gosh, 6 times together. We've traveled so much together. We've been to the mountains together. Like, it's we just know now what we each typically pack and what's expected and what kind of trips we go on. You know, I think that's what I think. I think like when we went to Oktoberfest, that was more, we talked more about it because it was way unique and more specific to, well, what does one wear to Oktoberfest? But generally speaking,
I
think
we had no idea.
Yeah. If you and I just decided tomorrow to go to New York City for 3 days, I think we would quickly figure out, we would just kind of know what we were supposed to bring out of routine.
I don't think we ever look, I don't feel like we ever have the same thing on. Probably just like we're friends and our styles aren't that different. So maybe if you're like looking at pictures, you would think that.
I think we also just always, maybe we look like we're going to the same place, which we are. So we just, you know. So yeah. Okay. Listener question number two. Have you ever seen any celebrities in the wild? If so, who and where? You just saw one the other day, didn't you? We were talking about this. When you went to California, didn't you see one? You were going to see.
Maybe I was hoping I was going to see.
What brought this up? We were talking about celebrities in the wild.
We talked about it on the podcast because you saw Rachel
in the bathroom. Oh, we were talking about the bath. I knew we had had a conversation. Yes. Yes, we talked. Okay, so who have you seen in the wild?
I don't really think I've seen anybody in the wild because the wild is telling me this is not like, okay, Troy Aikman was at this dinner, right? Like,
I saw Troy Aikman at a dinner eating soup. Remember, we talked about that on the podcast too.
I've seen, that's it. That's my only story. And I'm pretty sure Troy Aikman knew months before he was going to be there. So it's not like a wild situation. You know what I mean?
You hang out with me a lot. The fact that we haven't seen one together in the wild, because I think I have really good spot. I think I've seen a million in the wild, like a lot.
I know. We did see, there was like a bachelor we saw one time.
We did. We saw Firestone going through security.
Andrew Firestone in the airport with his kids and his wife.
Yes. We did. See, there's one in the wild. Yes.
At the airport. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
You have a really good story though. What's the best one?
Well, I said it on the air. I saw Michael Jackson in the wild. I think I've told that story.
You told that story? Okay.
I leave that, but I did. I saw Michael Jackson in the wild. One time we were in Highland Park Shopping Center and I walked out of a store and Jerry Seinfeld was walking down the street in Dallas. There's Jerry Seinfeld walking down the street. So that's one.
Kirk Cameron, we saw him in the wild.
Oh,
there
we saw Kirk Cameron in the wild. Yeah, see? You were with me both times.
Okay, maybe I have seen people in the wild. I just forget about it.
I've seen Charlize Theron not once, but twice in the wild. What are the odds I would see the same celebrity? One time I saw her at a restaurant in Dallas. I was sitting there with my in-laws and Andrew and my kids, and she was at the next table. The second time I was checking my kids into ski school in Aspen, Colorado, and she was checking her kids into ski school. Like, what are the odds? Two different states?
Wait, we saw somebody else one time. Okay, now it's all coming back
come
to
on.
Me.
Yeah, come on, come on.
Okay, one time at Maggiano's at Christmas, we saw... Was it Tony Romo and his wife?
Yes, we saw Tony Romo, yes.
And his wife is someone famous's sister, right?
Yes, it's... her name is Candace.
I can't think of the person.
Her brother was on... It's one of the shows you watch. The OC...
Bond Girl or...
No, what's the ones you used to watch? The OC or the ones that were like pre
Gossip Girl.
Gossip. No, that's New York. It's the one on the West Coast. People are screaming at home. Chase Crawford.
Yes.
That's who we saw.
What show is that?
I don't know. When you watched, not me, right?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, see? Okay, who else? Who else have we seen in the wild? I mean, I obnoxiously could keep going on, but I'll just say one more. Just this past weekend, I was sitting at rowing and this parent wanders in front of me and I look at him and I say to Andrew, that looks like Mark Cuban's, twin or whatever. Andrew looks at me, he's like, oh my gosh, it's Mark Cuban. And I saw him both days at rowing, just being a dad standing out there.
So funny.
It is so funny when you see them in the wild. I like when I see them in the wild doing normal things. Like, it just reminds you they're normal people. I like that.
Especially the airport. Like, nobody gets any type of special treatment, no matter who you are. Like, when you're lugging your suitcases through the airport or you're in the nasty bathroom too, we should do a little box. Like, I'd love to hear your stories. If you've seen a celebrity in the wild, share it with us.
Yes. This wasn't in the wild, but when my brother was on Dancing with the Stars, we went to see him earlier in the day, like way before we went back to change and the actual filming happened. So it was hours earlier in the day and I was outside by the trailers and Jennifer Lopez was the special music that night and she walked past me and was the most stunning human I've ever seen. Like, I don't think she had a drop of makeup on and she was just walking past me. So it's not really in the wild because I was at Dancing with the Stars,
right,
but it's a human being that I saw and I thought like, oh my gosh.
She's gorgeous.
It was like the Greeks like carved her out of stone or something. It like stunning.
Like a halo of light was falling.
Yes.
You're like, oh.
Yes. Seriously. Like I was like, oh, I just wanted to follow her to see what fountain of youth she was drinking from. I wanted a sip.
Right.
Oh, goodness. All right. We have also, I'm so sorry I don't have the name because pretty much we're terrible podcasters, but and if you're still listening to us at this point in today's episode, we wanted to give a huge shout out. We had a listener comment that was so sweet. The comment was, just wanted to tell you how much I so look forward to your show each week. I have started a routine where I prep our fresh food for the week while I listen to y'all on her AirPods. I even remind my mom to tune in too. Thank you so much. We so appreciate your comment. We're also, I'm going to speak for Erica right now when I say we're both super impressed that you prep your fresh food.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
We long to be as
like
amazing
you.
As you.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything
and
else, Erica?
Yes. I would like to read our first advertisement here on the podcast.
I'm nervous.
The podcast today was sponsored by the official travel agency of the Bestie Breakdown, Mix and Match Travel Agency. They will send you wherever you'd like to go and will take care of everything. You can reach out to them at mixandmatchtravelagency.com.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, though. How much am I going to have to pay for this ad?
I started to do that in the middle of it. But like, okay, we have a video where we can see each other. And every once in a while, we'll say something and the other person's face is like, And I knew if I was going to go beep, beep, I was going to make a sound and then pretend like it was like inserted in the middle. But I knew Shay would be giving me this look like, what are you about to do?
Listen, Mix and Match Travel is thrilled to be the official sponsor. And I hope that we can pay $0 as I don't know if you've noticed, but we have zero ads. So this is still considered a hobby for us. I think we should wrap this up though, Erica, because I'm afraid the Wi-Fi is going to go out and we're going to lose all this and then have to do this again.
That would be terrible.
It would be terrible. So thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. We're so thankful for all of you.
Yes. We'll see you next time. Bye,
everybody.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's executive produced by John Reinhart at Free Dreams Studio, and our associate producer is Jane Lemoyne.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com. I just want to celebrate.